Blog Talk Radio.
Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave.
Well, hello, Mr. Jim. Hello, hello. I was having a bit of technical difficulties. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. And I want you to introduce our guest tonight.
I beg your pardon?
Yes,
I turned my music off. I don't know why it's playing. Oh.
Well, hello, Mr. Jim. Hello, hello. I was having a bit of technical difficulties.
Interesting.
Yes,
I'm here. I don't know what's happening.
Okay, it seems like our loop is back again.
I beg your pardon?
I said this. I think our loop is back again.
Yes, I don't know what's happening. Oh, whew, in the name of Jesus. Blog Talk is gone schizophrenic.
Yes, it has. I'll tell you what. Why don't you call over to me?
Okay.
I beg your pardon.
All right. I'll
All
see
right.
you in a few minutes.
I'm going to hang up.
All right.
Okay.
Yes, I don't know what's happening. Oh.
Yes, it has. I'll tell you what. Why don't you call over to me?
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
That we just went through. I'm sure it's going to sound real good on playback, and Dr. Daphne just dialed in.
I know that you just can't wait because you know what he's about to bring to the table. And Brian, I'm so happy to have you on the show tonight. And again, I apologize to you for that.
I am on. However,
It's funny. As soon as I brought you on, the loop started back again.
Yes. I am on your suit. Can you see me?
Yeah, I can see. Obviously, this isn't going to work.
No.
Okay.
Calling using your regular number.
Do you want me to call on a regular phone then?
Yeah, call on the regular phone. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I am sorry about that. Oh.
That's okay.
There's so much energy. Gentlemen.
Hello and hi.
I am wonderful. I am wonderful. I don't know what's happening, but however.
Well, I introduced Brian, but why don't you take over because you know Brian longer than I am. I'm just really thrilled about what he does.
Oh, what an honor it is. Well, I tell you, Brian, I just met approximately between seven and eight months. Ago that I have met Brian through the Level 5 community. And Jim, you have known me for a while, that when I get into a relationship, I'm always observing how I can add value to what's going on in that environment. I was quietly observing Brian and realized how talented this gentleman was. And he was always prompt in getting back when I needed something done. But I had no true realization or understanding as to the magnitude of skills and talent that this gentleman has. And till I said, you know, why don't I invite him on the radio show? And then I had him on the radio show, Jim, for an hour. And I realized here I was applauding him for one thing that I knew about. And then he came with a whole nother avenue of all the advantages that he brings to the entrepreneurial platform. And yes, because he is extremely talented and qualified. Brian holds a master's degree in marketing. And when you check him out on the web, he has carved out a global name for himself. Because a lot of times, Jim, you read about people on the web and you say, yeah, right, yeah. But when you read this, you see authenticity in what his clients are talking about. The gentleman is personable. He is reachable. He communicates effectively. And he does not speak over his clients. Because a lot of times you're working with consultants and you don't get it right away. And they lose their patience. And since I began working with Brian, I have not found any of these things with him. So much so, Jim, that I trust him enough to be managing our SEO image on the global web. So, you know, although I've only known him for 6 months or a little over 6 months, I was able to just write a recommendation about what I found. Because, you know, when I find a good thing, I don't keep it to myself.
Oh, I know that.
Because I said there's no reason for people to be out there tearing out their ears, making mistakes over and over and over and over again. Where, when there is someone like Brian Delaney who can take them by the hand and let them begin to get some night rest again because they are not taking their businesses to bed with them. So without any other accolade or statement being said, I want to present to some and introduce to others my new friend and colleague, Mr. Brian Delaney.
Thank you, Daphne. It's been a pleasure working with you, that's for sure, on the Vision Weekend Conference and as well with Level 5.
Well,
I'll tell you, you know, so Brian, your work is masterful. One, you know, there's so many different levels, you know, between SEO, between social marketing, between mobile marketing, and I just don't know where to start. Why don't you start telling our listeners what you do?
Okay, sure, yeah. So I started back 5 years ago. I was at Liberty University doing my master's degree, and I learned about blogging and making money online. I didn't know if it was possible at all, but I was open over time to at least check it out. And so I went ahead and I joined this thing called the 30-day challenge.
5 years ago, I was at Liberty University
follow along,
doing my master's degree,
just started up. I was about a week late.
I learned about blogging and making money online.
So I
didn't know if it was possible.
Got caught up and,
but I was open at the time to at least check it out.
What I did was,
I
followed the instructions
and I joined this thing called the 30-day challenge.
Of course.
It was free.
And
it was something that I could follow along
every single day.
And it just started up. I was about a week late.
And within my first 7 days,
I had nothing up to do. But I went ahead and I got caught up and moved steam along.
So
what I did was, I just kept
really got me in the game.
The owner of the product,
blogging. You know, and I really didn't do much, but at the end of the day, the traffic was from SEO. It was from people searching for one of the products, and then they found my site, and then they decided to buy from me. That's how the actual first sale went through. So I said, there's got to be something to this SEO thing. Obviously, if I'm so new at this and don't know anything about what I'm doing, that is being $750. If I learn it, figure it out, I can make a lot more than that.
That's actually a no-brainer, right?
So I said,
right. Exactly. So that's, you know, so I went into SEO. I started to study SEO from all of the best people. I started reaching out.
That has made $750. If I learn it, figure it out, I can make a lot more than that. Right? So that's what I did.
It's actually a no-brainer, right?
Right. Exactly. So I went into SEO. I started to study SEO from all of the best people. I started reaching out to experts and mentors. Okay, so I bought courses online, went through them. I also started attending live seminars and whatnot, just to learn as much as I could about the topic and learn from the best. much good information about the topic out there, but there's enough out there to, you know, when you blend all this stuff together, you figure, okay, this makes sense because it adds up here, here, and here, right?
Right.
And so we just started going ahead and buying domains and publishing more content, because that was the key to my success was, you know, actually buying the domain and publishing content. That's what got the traffic. So just kept doing that over and over again. And 3 months into it, I had requested, because I was primarily doing affiliate marketing, which is something that I'm going to talk about at the Vision Weekend conference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because affiliate marketing doesn't have to be your only business model. You could also be an existing business owner selling physical products or selling services and integrate affiliate marketing into your business, and it can significantly increase your bottom line. And I'm going to share a little bit of a story about affiliate marketing, what it did for one of my clients. About 3 months into my SEO career, let's call it, I had requested to become an affiliate of this water ionizer. I thought it was rather fascinating about alkalizing your body, getting out the acidity that's in your body, right? And so I contacted this guy, and they said, hey, do you have an affiliate program? I'd love to sell your product. I do SEO and internet marketing. And this guy, his name is Joe, and he said, well, you know, we have a reseller program, but we don't have an affiliate program. And he said, and I said, okay, well, what's that entail? And he said, well, you can buy a unit at, $500, and you can sell for $1,000. Like, well, I'm not really interested in doing that because I, I sell stuff online all the time and I don't spend a dime,
Right, right.
And so he said, well, I'm looking for an SEO guy. Maybe you could help us out there. And so he said, put together a proposal for me and, let's see if we can work together. So I put together a proposal. I had the help of a mentor at the time put the proposal together. It was like a 25-page proposal. And it was pretty intense. And, I gave him the proposal. I said, it's going to cost me. And I said, well, it's going to be 10 grand. Right? I had originally said 4 grand at first. But my mentor had coached me and said, listen, you need to raise your price. It should be more towards 10. And I thought he was crazy. I thought, listen, this is my first thing. Let me just get this client, I was super nervous about giving him a $10,000 contract at the time. Like, super nervous about even putting that in.
That's 4 more than you were thinking.
My dad had encouraged me. He said, listen, what do you got to lose? He's not a client now.
Wow.
He turns down your offer. What do you have to lose?
Beautiful.
Right.
So I went ahead and sent it to him. And he wanted to talk more about it, obviously.
Wow.
But he said,
so, Brian, how do you see entrepreneurs including your work in what they do to increase their bottom line? Because a lot of entrepreneurs are accustomed to be operating on, like sweat and blood, martyr business that they have to keep just plowing in and plowing in. But as I've been observing and listening to what you do, there is a more relaxed way of us doing what we are doing. How do you see us fitting this in?
A lot of entrepreneurs are accustomed to be operating on, like sweat and blood, business that they have to keep just plowing in and plowing in. But as I've been observing and listening to what you do, there is a more relaxed way.
Mm-hmm.
Of us doing what we are doing. How do you fit this in?
There is, absolutely. So when I talk, like I mentioned that I had a client who I helped get into the affiliate marketing game. I'm going to share that story because it applies to everyday business owners, whether you own a physical product or you have a service-based business that's local, okay, or national, it doesn't matter. He saw what I was doing. I helped him revamp his entire social media with a presence and systematize the entire thing so it's harmonious. And that's one of the big things that I helped him out with. And then he realized that what I was doing was affiliate marketing and ranking for keywords. And so he was intrigued. And so my goal was
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, well, I have a few. Okay. So let's take a look at what kind of competition that product has on Google. You know, is there any other affiliates that are promoting it? Are they making money? So I like to call it relationship marketing versus affiliate marketing, because it's really all about who you know.
Jim, we have a caller on my side. I keep reminding people to call the other number, but they're still calling in on this side too, sir. May we take this call? Hello, caller. Your last four digits are 2066. Happy New Year to you. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please? Hello. Hello, caller. Your first three digits are 417.
Hello, caller. Your last four digits are 2.
Well, maybe they are just listening.
Happy New Year to you. Would you say your name? This
is your last time. Yes, caller. 0266. Maybe they are just listening. Okay. Back to you, Jim. Back to Brian.
Well, maybe they are just listening.
Mm-hmm.
primarily. Okay, so if we, let's say we're running ads in Google, or let's say we were showing up in the first position on Google for resveratrol. Resveratrol. We would have been losing a lot of money if we were paying for ads for the keyword resveratrol. Because we got it, because we did lose money on that. But when we advertised for resveratrol on Google, okay, through their Google AdWords program, we made money. That's where we made money. We made money when we advertised for the keyword that was specific to the product. So, the moral of that is that versus going after the general broad one. Let's say you're in the personal development space, okay, or you're in the business space. Okay. Well, if you're going to try to go after a business, you know, there's got so much competition around that one keyword, as well as personal development. There's tons of
building your extraordinary business.
That takes a super advanced strategy. You're not sure what that person is looking for. You know, they could be looking for any number of things. Whereas if you have a keyword that's specific, like Vision Weekend Conference, as a specific keyword, right?
An entrepreneur or a small business owner, because a lot of people are turning up now who this is very new for them. Some of them don't even have a website yet. Now, are you supposed to be looking at two different people? Are you supposed to be looking at a web designer and a plus an SEO, or is it supposed to be a one-stop shop for everybody? Because I have worked with many web designers throughout my career, and not until I met you did I become privy to what you are now saying. So what are we supposed to know before we go out there and spend dollars? And that's why I'm thankful, Brian, that you decide to take this time out of your busy schedule to educate us, because we are throwing too much money down the drain because we are looking on people's lists and we are engaging their services. We don't know in specific what they are going to deliver to us. You know?
WordPress themes are SEO optimized.
Mm-hmm.
But there still is another level to SEO on every single page of your website.
Yes, trust me, I know that. Pretty don't make no money. We know that, Jim, don't we? We know that too well. Flashy and pretty. That's not cutting it. That is not cutting it. If you are just joining us, guys, we are in dialogue with Mr. Brian Delaney, one of the world's youngest SEO gurus, and we are so privileged to have him in our inner circle. And he's just as passionate about your development, transformation, and empowerment as Jim and I are. So it's a privilege to have him. The number to call is 347-202-0754 to speak with our guest. You know, Jim, included in our panelists, we are up to 18 speakers, including our panelists. 18 speakers, including our panelists, yes. And the beauty is that each attendee will have the opportunity to be taught by every single speaker. You don't have to be choosing which workshop to go. You just know the next speaker will be on the platform at such and such an hour. And this Vision Weekend is designed this way because we understand that in order for people to rise to their brilliance and to be transformed and to be empowered, there are different components that needs to be in place. And as you look on all of these speakers, you are looking at a puzzle that you are going to take the pieces and put them together. And after the event, we are not just sending you home hyped up. We are going to have things in place. There will be systems in place that you will be constantly in touch with these teachers until you come back the next year. So on the platform, we have my co-host tonight, Mr. James Taylor, Mr. James Nemley. Oh, my heavens. Oh, my God. I'm telling you. Oh, I call you Mr. James Nemley, and he is the CEO and founder of the Better Business Builders. And as you know, Jim says, nobody builds them better, and he is correct. Then we have one of the world's most talented designer, Mrs. Chandel Pitts from Black Cat Design. Then we have Mrs. Jennifer Sertle, who is an author and a strategic expert. She's also a global thought-provoking teacher and leader. We have Mr. Edward Foxworth III, who is a personal productivity strategist, and he's out of Detroit. Then we have all the way from Israel, Mr. Kobe Huberman, who is the CEO of the Strategic Landscape in Israel. And Kobe's also an author. He co-authored the book Strategic Leadership on the Soul. He co-authored with Jennifer Sertle. Then we have, all the way from Hawaii, we have Mr. Brian D. Ridgway. Mr. Ridgway is a transformational mentor and teacher. Then we have attorney Ariella Mitchell Durant, who is a copyright attorney. Then we have Mr. Stephen Jackson. He is a new media guru. And we have Mrs. Yolanda Weber. She is the founder of Elan Cosmetics and the editor-in-chief of Elan Couture Magazine. Then we have Mr. Sam Orm, and he is the founder of One Voice Worldwide. Then we have Mr. Willie Crawford. And Mr. Crawford is a joint venture guru and a millionaire, and he's coming there to tell us how to leverage joint ventures and give us some of the inside secrets that he has been using to make and keep his millions. And he's coming there to share that with us. Then we have Miss Crystal Washington. She is a marketing and social media strategist out of Houston, Texas. Then we have Miss Jan Mullock, all the way from Australia, from Scotland, and she is a Master of Positive Achievement teacher. We have from New York, Mr. Leon Ellis, who is a restaurateur. He is an entrepreneur and a motivational speaker. Then we have Dr. C.J. Cohn, who is the founder of Dominate Your Destiny out of Tennessee. And her husband, Mr. William Cohn, who is a CEO of Dominate Your Destiny. And our keen, Mr. Brian Delaney, who is our honored guest tonight. He is also on the platform, and he's here telling us some of what we can expect from him. Because what I've learned about him over these 6 months, he have always have something new to just sweeten the pot with. So I tell you. And then we have Mr. Simon T. Bailey. Mr. Bailey is recognized as number 3 around the world in the speaking industry. And we are going to have him bless us at the gala on Saturday night and also on Sunday morning. And I'm so honored to be blessed to be working alongside all these amazing, talented speakers. God trusted me with the vision, and I'm so thankful. Yes.
And we are going to have blessed us at gala on Saturday night and also on Sunday morning. And I'm so honored to be...
That's how many weeks, class? How much semester is that?
Amazing.
No, with advanced continuing education, 5 weeks. 5 weeks you earn 3 credits. 5 weeks is 3 credits. That's what I'm saying. So if you work on these 18 hours at the caliber of these speakers, you're on your way to a Harvard credit school, business school. I'm telling you. And this is not having them one-on-one and all of that. Can you imagine sitting at the lunch table with one of these speakers and just dialoguing and brainstorming with them? What you're going to leave there with? My God. That's right.
Sounds like you're selling 5 years now, though.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, there's like mobile marketing. There is mobile advertising. And so there is a lot of these called mobile ad networks. You have the ability in your message, one cell phone, that you can directly advertise a message very cheap, sometimes any.
Now, Brian, and people already, I was reading an article from Simon T. Bailey this morning where one of the financial experts was talking about how sour the economy is going to be in 2012. And I'm thinking, man, it's the second day of the year. We don't need to go into all of that. However, that's good news for entrepreneurs because there's so much more we can do. And this is why I'm so excited to be working with you. You have a special program that people can put in average amount of time and still come out ahead on the income. Would you like to talk about that? Huh? Yes, super fast. Yes, you a program you have that can make 3,000 plus per month or something like that. You have a program?
Super fast link to
it. Huh?
Super fast
yes,
link to it.
Super fast. Yes, a program you have that can make 3,000 plus per month or something like that. You have a program?
Well, I have several programs. The primary one, well, I have a few products. One's called Super Fast SEO Results. And it's a course that I put together about how to go about ranking keywords on your own, right? Okay. I'll be sharing some of that information at the conference. Okay, but you can also learn more about Superfast SEO Results by going to superfastseoresults.com. If you also, like the main thing that I'm promoting right now is Superfast Link Building. Is the one primary principle is back or behind SEO. The reason why we get number one ranking in Google. It's here's link building. Link building is most businesses say in all the studies out there that link building is one of the hardest things to do. Okay? Right above content creation, there's my trouble with creating content, new content, putting it on a website on free.
Wow. Jim, you see the millions we've been leaving on the table over the years, Jim? My heavens. My heavens.
Link building is someone else writing about you on their blog or their website.
Cool. SEO is one of those things. I mean, so my buddy and I were talking about this the other day. SEO really is like real estate. And one of the things, and that's the way that I think about SEO, I think of every keyword as real estate. And the more competitive the keyword, the more traffic you get, the more traffic you get, right? The more valuable that keyword is, the more valuable that real estate is. And my buddy and I were talking, we're in a mastermind together.
That's right, and they live for free and make sure that they rent the rooms enough to cover the mortgage, so they are actually living for free.
Look at someone who buys a single-family home or a duplex, right? What do? They buy it, put the money down, they get the bank notes, and they take on the mortgage and they rent it out. And how much is their profit margin? Generally, their profit margins are between $500 to $1,000 a month.
That's right, and they live for free and make
what's happening to Blog Talk Boy. Brian, would you tell people where they can find you? We've been going and we have been so mesmerized by the conversation, and we have not told the people how and where to find you. Beautiful. www.dapahneclarkehudson.com and register. You don't want to be waiting, because then you are going to be left out and you're going to be wanting to beat yourself, because each week as you hear these speakers just laid out for you, you know that you got to be there. There's absolutely no reason why you should not be there. Because if you are at all sick and tired of being sick and tired, that's the place to be. Because that's what why we got together. Yes.
Absolutely right. As a matter of fact, Brian,
affiliate marketing.
Wonderful,
right? So
wonderful.
If you sign up as an affiliate at DaphneCloudCosting.com, you can become an affiliate. For every one that you bring, you'll make $100 on. Okay, so if you bring a few people with you, that'll pay for your event. All you gotta do. Wonderful. Mind if you bring a few more than you make the money on your own conference?
Me neither. And I've gone to so many conferences, you know, over my career, Jim. I remember times going to conferences where after I pay my airfare and my hotel, I did not have money for a meal. And, you know, this conference, the registration includes 5 meals. I've never gone to a conference where the meals were included. And I got dressed up and, you know, when you have the break time and you get the cookies and the fruit, I stick some in my conference bag and that's my dinner. And nobody know that I didn't have money to go, but I'm not going to say I regret that now because of that investment in me, that's why we can do what we are doing now for people. But because I know those times when I had gone there, and I know what people need. So guys, don't take this lightly. Invest in yourself and in the legacy that you need to create for your families.
I'm not going to say I regret that, no, because of that investment in me, that's why we can do what we are doing. No, because I know those times when I had gone there, and I know what people need. So guys, don't take this lightly.
Drops. That's right.
Absolutely. And again, folks, that's the 23rd through the 26th. And that's already given the website to go to. So if you know that's the Broadway
movement. I'm telling you, man, we are praying for that. My God, you look out there, and every year, you know, you look, and people are there in Times Square from around the world. And here you are coming in there. You know, you are going to be part of history making. When you look down in the years to come, you can say to your great grandkids, I was part of that first part, because this is going to be coming a movement, and you want to be a part of it.
That's
right.
When you look down in the years to come, you can say,
that's right.
We have
4.5 minutes approximately. We want to give you 2 minutes, Brian. My heaven. We want to give you 2 minutes, Brian, to summarize your conversation.
Cross promote other products. I want you to think about that as an affiliate opportunity to add additional revenue stream to your bottom line. So that really sums up our conversation today. I'm super stoked about sharing a ton more strategies in more detail at the conference presentation, you know, proper presentation and all that. See all of that.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to it myself. I'm really looking forward to it. So, folks, make certain that you get on the internet right now, or, you know, a lot of my folks download this program. You know, play it for yourself to get this on. Download, open up, go to the website, get there, register. Also, just right.
Well, gentlemen, what an honor it was. And, you know, when we have one of the speakers on, it's just so an awakening experience for me, and to just see the magnificence of the universe that what's been pulled together. Because I tell you, Jim, if we had selected the speakers, we could not have done this job. So I'm just so thankful to the universe and thanking God for bringing all of these amazing talents from around the world together. So next week we have join us. Our speaker is going to be Dr. C.J. Cohn. Yes, yes. So thank you guys. Yes.
Thank you.